welcome to our Teaching Business English in the EFL Classroom podcast. Teaching Business English, or any kind of ESP, or English for Special Purposes, sometimes called English for Specific Purposes, should be something that you consider once you have a little bit of experience teaching English. Business English or other ESP classes usually pay better than teaching just a regular conversation course. And some teachers, I know I do, find teaching them much more enjoyable than teaching just regular general English classes. Before we get too much into teaching business English or about teaching ESP, most people, before they become English teachers, have a background in something. Even if you worked as a cashier at Walmart, you have a background in business. If you worked as a waitress or a cook in a hamburger joint, you have a background in food and beverage operations that are common in some places. So most people, by virtue of their resume, by virtue of the work history they had before they became an English teacher, have some experience in something, in some area where their specialty can be used and can be needed. You will have an awareness of the vocabulary of that occupation. You'll have an awareness of the unique stresses of that occupation, for sure. You'll know about the customers. You'll know about the product. Things that other English teachers who never worked in that area will not know. So don't give up on the idea that you might be able to teach ESP even right out of the gate, especially if you have long, good years of experience in some sort of specialty. And then you might look to teach specifically in that kind of a setting. People sometimes, if you had a lot of business English, you might want to go and teach at a business school. I've done that. I have a business background as well. And so I've taught business English teachers, and I've even taught some business courses at business colleges along with teaching English. But usually teaching English was the entree to get your foot in the door and to get hired somewhere. Teachers, this segment is specifically about teaching business English. Teachers who don't have any experience in business, and teachers who've only ever been English teachers, sometimes believe that all you really have to do is change the vocabulary a little bit, and voila, you have a business English class. Some teachers think that instead of saying, "My book is on the desk," instead, if you say, "The report is on the photocopier," that now you've got a business English class. But you don't. Business English, you typically have a pretty focused idea. Businesses don't waste their money on English lessons. They hire English teachers with a specific idea about the language that their employees need to learn. In some countries, employees need to become proficient in English just for promotion, just to move up in their career even. And they will have some specific ideas about what they need when they're sitting in your classroom. So be aware, it's much more than that. You have a different kind of student. You oftentimes have a much more motivated student. You sometimes have a very tired student because they're coming to your class after a long day of working. You sometimes have a very sleepy teacher because you might be teaching them before they actually go to work. So I've taught business English classes at 6 a.m. before. Now, sometimes ESP classes will have your work constraint schedules like that, but oftentimes you're going to make 50% more, 100% more. So it's worth your time learning how to do that. Take a look at the Business English Skills ebook that's offered with the 120-hour course and or with the Business English Certification course, written by somebody with an MBA, with international business experience, but someone also has a lot of experience teaching English. So those two things brought together have functional lessons. Whenever you teach any kind of ESP, usually you're going to teach functional lessons. So a functional lesson is one that has a specific purpose with some specific language, like describing products, asking and answering questions about products, how to deal with complaints. So specific kinds of topics like that. You would never teach, this class is about past perfect tense, or this class is about, you know, hobbies or something like that. You will always end up teaching classes that are specifically about the product, about the process, about the service, about the business, about other businesses, and things related to business when you teach these kinds of courses. You often get better students, though. Number one, you're almost always going to teach adults. You would very rarely ever teach business English to younger students. So if you prefer teaching adults, this is a good path to look at as well. On the bottom of the web page for Business English is a link to download Business English Needs Analysis. Now, before you teach any kind of ESP course, be it Business English, Medical English, Hotel English, you need to do a needs analysis. You need to go to where it is you're going to teach, and you need to ask them very specifically, what is it that you want your students to know when they finish this course? Do they need to be able to describe products? Do they need to be able to sell a product? I taught at a bank in Taiwan one time where people answered the phones internationally when people had trouble with their MasterCards and Visa cards. They needed to learn how to deal with complaints or problems that people were having. I also taught one time at a pharmaceutical company where these people needed to answer to their higher-ups in English, who didn't speak their language, needed to answer to their higher-ups in another country. They needed to be able to read and write email, read and write reports in English, and communicate well with their superiors. So take a look at that needs analysis. Really important to get a strong sense of exactly what a business wants before you actually start teaching. Now, on occasion, it's going to happen that the business maybe wants something different from what the students want, and that can put you in an awkward position, but you need to figure out how to marry the two, how to meet the needs of your employer, and then also the needs of your students, so that everybody's satisfied at the end of the course. Take a look at that Business English Needs Analysis, and of course, let us know if anything doesn't work right, or if you have any questions or concerns or problems that you've run into on the website. Use our spam-free contact form to let us know. Bye-bye.